Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tips to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're talking meta skills. What is a meta skill? How can you cultivate them? And why they're important for you to have to strengthen so that you can be more resilient and adaptable in an ever-changing work environment. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to thrive no matter what the situation is, no matter what the context is? They're just people that you see who are just knocking it out of the park one way or another, no matter what's happening around them. It's not just about having the right technical skills. These people aren't just technically proficient. They're not just well-educated. They're not just lucky. Typically, people who can thrive in a variety of situations have what's known as meta skills. Meta skills are the higher order abilities that help you adapt, evolve, and excel no matter the situation. So what exactly are meta skills? These higher order transferable abilities that go beyond specific technical knowledge. Meta skills enable you to learn, to adapt, and to thrive in various situations, which make you more resilient, more adaptable in a rapidly changing world. Imagine being able to easily shift from one situation to another, from one role to another, from one challenge to the next, and just roll right with it. Meta skills, like critical thinking, adaptability, and creativity make that possible. So meta skills like critical thinking, being able to assess a situation, look at what's going on around you, and make a decision based on the information that you have. Adaptability, your willingness to maybe read a room and pivot a conversation, or your willingness to see a situation for what it is in the direction you were headed, but then pivot to a different direction based on changing circumstances. And creativity, your ability to then kind of wonder and wander about and think about seeing things through a different lens, coming up with a novel solution to something. So think of meta skills as the glue that holds your evolving skill set together. The world's being disrupted from AI to digitization to global shifts. Having meta skills and being able to rely on those higher order skill sets are what's going to carry you through and help you get to the next level. So some of the essential meta skills for the workplace, the most impactful meta skills that you can have are things like self-awareness, critical thinking, creativity, problem solving, communication, adaptability, collaboration, emotional intelligence, self-directed learning. These are the things that you need to work on cultivating. not just technical skills and knowledge, but being able to think differently, respond effectively, work well with others, self-awareness. Do you understand how you're showing up? Do you understand how you impact the people around you? Do you understand how the tone of voice, your body language, when you speak, how you speak, is affecting your team, your peers, your boss? Critical thinking, and we talked about that, your ability to absorb information from different points of view, from different perspectives, aggregate that towards a decision, towards a solution, towards a goal. Emotional intelligence, being able to read a room, understand not just your self-awareness, but other awareness. How is somebody else feeling? What's the vibe they're giving off? And then to engage with them, to pull them back in, to bring them back to the moment at hand. Collaboration, your ability to work with others in support of a common goal or objective. These are all higher order skill sets, meta skills, if you will, that can be strengthened, that can be learned, that can be used no matter what the situation you find yourself in. When I was first coming into the working world, I wanted to have technical competence. I wanted to be proficient. I wanted to be the person that knew the most about the situation at hand. And what I understood about that is you still need technical skills. You still need competence. You still need to be able to take information in. But what got me to where I am today is understanding the people side of business, the people side of leadership. And leadership is a people business. No matter what we do in today's working world, most 99%, I'm going to throw out a number, is going to involve a team, other people, teamwork. It's going to involve a shared goal or objective. It's going to involve influence, communicating. So all this ability around you, these meta skills around you are something that you need to grow and cultivate to put into practice because you're not just relying on your wits, you're relying on other people. And with that comes influence, and influence is leadership. And to be able to do that, you've got to be able to strengthen these skill sets. You know, for instance, self-awareness that helps you understand your strengths, your weaknesses, while adaptability ensures you remain flexible in changing situations. So these skills aren't just nice to have, they're vital. They're vital, especially in today's working world with as much disruption, shifts, and the pace of change that we're experiencing. So how do you improve your meta skills? A few different ways that you can do this. You find what works for you, but there's a few different ways and strategies that you have to utilize for a metacognitive approach. Thinking out loud. Explain your thought processes out loud as you work through problems or learn new things. Talking it out loud with somebody, you know, talking it out loud, you know, sometimes with yourself, because a thought in your head is going to resonate one way, but when you speak it and you hear it, and it resonates back with somebody, that dialogue, you're going to see things and hear things differently, especially if you're thinking out loud and you have somebody who's in the room with you. You're going to see their reaction to the words you use, the words you emphasize, the tone of voice that you have. So that's all data that you can have to shift this mindset. Ask yourself questions. Regularly question your assumptions, question your knowledge, question your understanding of things. I like to do this through reflective writing, but taking this time set to ask yourself those questions is the first step, no matter how you do it. Next strategy to improve your meta skills, use writing. Writing can help you organize your thoughts, clarify your understanding, and track your progress. I'll use writing a lot with how I approach what it is I want to do or the purpose I have. And what I find is, especially when I use writing, but I put it in this more curiosity type exploration, I'll put things in circles and then I'll draw connections and I'll see what connects what way. And then maybe I need to rearrange and connect. This needs to happen first or second, or this needs to happen third, or this needs to be concurrent. But putting something in like that physical form takes it from thought into physical form, which helps you then think more critically, think more creatively, be open to shifting and changing how you thought things were going to be to what they need to be now that you have it on paper. Next strategy you can utilize is to review and reflect. Regularly review your work, reflect on your learning, and identify areas for improvement. You can do a self after action review. What did I learn from this situation? What was supposed to happen? What didn't happen? What do I want to sustain? What do I want to change the way I wanted it to go? What didn't and why? Asking yourself these questions gives you, again, an opportunity to practice your adaptability, to practice your raising your self-awareness, to practice creatively thinking about how to solve problems differently as you go forward. And seek feedback. Actively solicit feedback from others and be open to constructive criticism. Carrying an open mind, taking input in from different people, seek different people to give you different feedback. Don't just always go to the same source. Go to somebody who may see things differently than you and be open to what they have to say. Another way to build these meta skills, actually, is to engage in diverse experiences. Try new things. Step outside of your comfort zone. Explore different activities. Explore different menu items. Try new food. Go to a different place to eat. Go to a different park to walk. Go to a different trail to explore. Try new things. By trying new things, you're going to find out, you know, what you like, what you don't like, what your reaction is to, but you're putting yourself in situations where you're maybe a little bit more uncomfortable. Now you start getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Seek different perspectives. Engage in discussions and collaborations with people from all different backgrounds and experiences. What I found is when I have an open mind and I see people who are doing similar work than me, but they're coming at it from a totally different angle, or they're coming at it with a totally different background, but their goal is to help people learn, grow, and understand. But the topics they may be covering are totally different than mine. I want to understand. I want to know what drives them. I want to know why that topic's important to them. I want to know how they are approaching their work so I can get different perspectives, because we're all trying to, you know, in my line of work with leadership and team development, we're trying to help people step into leadership and to help people feel confident and inspire teams to work together and be at their best. Somebody else may be coming at it from a totally different angle with totally different set of topics to cover. That piques my curiosity. I want to know their different perspective. And then the other way to engage in different diverse experiences, again, travel and explore. Go to see different cultures, go to different environments, broaden your horizons. My family and I, we've lived in several parts of the country. I never traveled abroad outside of my experience in Iraq. But even there in Iraq, we experienced, you know, different culture, although limited for me. But living in California, in Texas, in Maryland, and visiting family in the Southeast and living in the Northeast, it's been an experience where just across our great country here, you've got different regions that have different ways of life. Experience that. Be open to that culture. Be open to those changes. Pull what serves you well and incorporate it back to wherever you live. But being able to experience those different cultures and open your mind has helped me see the world completely different. And that's powerful. So meta skills can be your secret weapon for thriving in an ever-evolving, fast-paced, changing world of work. Start by identifying what the skills are that you already possess and what may be hidden to you that's holding you back, that you maybe need to develop a little bit further. Maybe it's self-awareness, or maybe you're great at self-awareness, but you need to be better at adaptability. So that knowing yourself is one thing, but being able to then adapt and shift and pivot is another, right? Make a plan to strengthen your meta skills, and you'll find yourself being prepared for whatever life and work life throw your way. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment. Better yet, download and share this with your fellow leaders, because information is power, and we want to help every leader be at their very best. If you've got an idea for a topic on an upcoming episode that you want covered, email me at will@onthestacks.com. And if you'd like the conversation to go further and connect, you can find me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, on Instagram at WillRamey1. I'd love to connect with you and keep the conversation going. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.